My guest today, Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst, Tom Lilja.
Okay, Tom, we'll check out the grains first. Here as usual, soybeans look like they closed 1.5 to 4 higher. Corn and wheat both lower here. What's going on with the grains for this Tuesday day of trade?
Well, we got the government shutdown, so there wasn't any weekly reports. Analysts thought that corn harvest is about 2% of last year. This was an informal poll. They do think soybeans are a bit behind, about 6% behind last year, and they think overall winter wheat is likely 50% planted. There was some favorable rain in Argentina. The only other big information on the grain side of it, we were supposed to have a monthly WASDE report here on Thursday. We likely will not get that, but there were some poll numbers there. They do expect U.S. corn yield down another couple bushels in the 185 range. And Dr. Coronier, he actually lowered his U.S. corn yield another bushel down to 181. The poll of analysts also has U.S. soybean yield at 53.2, which is a little bit lower than last month, and they expect about a 30 million bushel increase in wheat carryout. So that's what the market was trading today.
Cattle side here looks like live and feeders both up at least a buck. Feeders up $3 in those contracts. Hogs down today. What'd you see with the cattle markets?
You know, a couple big information pieces there. Tariffs will remain on Brazilian beef imports. They saw Brazil September beef imports into the U.S. year over year were down about 20%. There was a call between our two presidents. They said it was friendly, but overall, no Brazilian beef coming into our country. They also found screwworm detection in Mexico, although that was further south than the case that was reported last week. So we've seen box beef values up about $1.19 in the AM report. That could be signaling some improvement in seasonal demand, and we've seen the feeder cattle up $13 over the last four sessions, so it's good demand. It's a really hot market, and we'll see if they can get some follow-through here. We're approaching some resistance levels on the charts.
All right. It'll be interesting to keep an eye on. Thanks for the info, Tom. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, you bet. Cattle market's wild. Where it goes.
Sure is. I can't believe it's still up, actually, as high as it is, up near these highs. I thought for sure it would have receded here after the holiday, but I guess not.
Seasonally, you know, typically we see a decline, but it's just, you know, if we're not getting Brazilian beef in and if we're not getting Mexican feeder cattle in across the border, it's supplies are definitely tighter.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Well, we'll see how it goes from here. Thanks again for doing this. Appreciate it, Tom.
You bet.
Have a good one.
That was Progressive Ag Marketing Market Analyst Tom Lilja.